one of the things I love about driving around is all the mountains, the views of the mountains and everything.
I could see
the mountains. Inspires you to get up there.
The big I saw Rainier driving when we drove down to Everett yesterday to the airport. We got a good look at Rainier.
Yeah, and I think about our buddy Dave Morrow, who has climbed the seven highest summits on the seven continents of the world. And I'm inspired, and I want to do that too. And I think I'm going to start in Tanzania at Mount Kilimanjaro, John. I think that's going to be the first one on my list.
How tall is that one?
They say just over 15,000 feet. They say 5,000 meters.
Okay, so
from its base.
That's a little. That's what? Just a touch bigger than Rainier, right?
A little bit bigger than Rainier, I believe it is. Yeah, because Rainier's 14,000 and something. But that it says 15,000 from base camp. So Kilimanjaro might be a little higher than that, you know, from sea level, but 15,000 from base camp. But see, I think the reason I'll be able to start on Mount Kilimanjaro is because they're talking about putting a cable car to the top of it.
Okay, it's 19,000 feet. Okay, so the cable car's got to go up to 19,000 feet?
They say right now 50,000 tourists climb Kilimanjaro every year. But they're talking about putting a cable car to the top of Africa's tallest mountain. There's a Chinese company and a Western company in line to do this. And they said it would increase the tourist numbers by 50%.
Oh, sure.
So people would just be like steamrolling up there.
Now, I wonder what mountaineers, what climbers like Dave Morrow would think of that. Because
well,
I mean, these people bust their asses to do this. And then to see somebody, you know, just to be able to ride a little car
trolley on up there.
On a much lower level, the Oyster Dome thing, I remember when I hiked up Oyster Dome, I didn't know there was like a road that goes to the back.
From the Blanchard side.
But I wanted to hike anyways. But you walk all the way up there and then you see people driving their car.
And parking halfway up.
What the hell?
Well, it says.
And then taking the same pictures I'm taking, but I earned. You know, I earned it a little more.
They say, it says guide groups and porters who take the tourists hiking up the mountain fear that the cable cars will reduce the number of climbers. And they say a visitor that comes to climb the mountain will usually spend a whole week climbing the mountain. And one visitor from the U.S. can have 15 people behind him, like porters, cooks, guides. And they said all those jobs would be affected by people just taking the cable car to the top of the mountain. So a lot of people are not happy about it because it's going to cut into a lot of the local jobs and things like that.
They think it will. Yeah. I don't know.
A Starbucks at the top, everybody's going to, you could work there.
No, I think it's going to bring more people.
I'm kidding.
I think, well, no, that's a legitimate argument to make. If you're a climber, you are going to be pissed off about it, and there's going to be concern, I think some climbers would be, and there would be concern that some people would just say, well, I'm not going to, if I can get that experience without the climb, then that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, I think that would be such a small percentage. These people who climb, like Dave Morrow, who make those kinds of climbs, there's something inside them.
They're not going to take the cable car.
No. There's something inside them that makes them want to take that journey. So I don't think it will do that. I think actually it'll bring different kinds of jobs. I would imagine that would be a huge business. There'd be a lot of people that would take that ride up there, pay, you know, whatever the cost is, and then
have the cafe at the top. Waiters.
Yeah, but then what's going to piss off the climbers is that when these people get their pictures at the top, at the summit, you know, and send those things out on social media.
Yeah, with their 12th man flag and all that.
Yes, yeah, with all that. And then you got the other guy who really earned it, who climbed it, and his picture, it sort of devalues his picture a little bit
when it's all over social media.
Or he's got to now explain.
I hiked this.
Before this, you didn't have to explain. If you had a picture of you on the summit of Kilimanjaro, it was understood. You climbed. Now there's always going to be that.
I lost 36 pounds climbing up there.
Right. Now there's going to be the, okay, did you really? Now he says he climbed.
Is that photoshopped?
I bet he cable carred it up. He claims he climbed it.
They say the length of the route has not been finalized, but things are under consideration depending on cost and engineering issues. Yeah. To get to 19,000 feet in the cable car, I bet there's some engineering issues.
Yeah, but they can figure that out. Yeah. That they would figure that out. That's fascinating. I have a lot of respect for, a tremendous amount of respect for people like Dave and these people who summit these mountains. And I could never, I that's just not in me to do that. But I would love to be up at the summit. And yeah, I'd be curious to see what the cable car cost is and what the experience is. It's going to be a little more than the ride on the wheel in Seattle, I have a feeling. It isn't going to be inexpensive, that's for sure.